You're listening to SBS News.
They predate humans, and in fact, they're so old, they even predate dinosaurs, swimming in the world's oceans for over 500 million years. Some experts, like Dr. Lisa Ann Gershwin, marine biologist from James Cook University in Queensland, says they may be even older.
This is an incredibly, incredibly ancient group, the jellyfish. But I've actually got fossils, I kid you not, I've got fossils that I haven't published yet that sure look an awful lot like jellyfish, and they're actually a billion years old. So it actually doubles the dawn of animal life and the date of jellyfish.
Summer in Australia is traditionally when more jellyfish stings are reported. 6 hospitalisations in the Cairns area have been reported over the past week alone. That prompted warnings from water safety officials for swimmers in far north Queensland to be on the lookout for the tiny Irukandji jellyfish after an influx of the species was observed. The Irukandji jellyfish is approximately 2 centimetres in diameter, making it difficult for swimmers to notice when they're in the water. They're most likely to be found in tropical waters throughout summer and autumn, from Geraldton in Western Australia to Bundaberg in North Queensland. Dr. Gershwin says the use of sting netting on beaches has been quite successful in protecting swimmers from the deadly box jellyfish, but not the Irukandji.
There are some very, very good programs in place to protect people's safety from boxies. Unfortunately, people often mistake that inside the nets, they think they won't get stung by any jellyfish, but the Irukandjis are so tiny. They're about the size of your pinky fingernail. They're very small, and you know, they just sail right through the nets. And so we do, when there are influxes of Irukandjis around, we do get people being stung inside the stinger nets.
The Queensland Ambulance Service says Irukandji sting symptoms can take between 5 to 45 minutes to appear. They can include severe backache or headache, vomiting, breathing difficulties, or chest and abdomen pain. While a sting from the Irukandji is not usually fatal, an ambulance should be called immediately and first aid treatment given. This involves removing the person from the water and immediately dousing the sting area with vinegar for at least 30 seconds. If vinegar is not available, people shouldn't rub the affected area, but the tentacles should be carefully removed and the skin rinsed well with seawater. Professor Kylie Pitt, head of marine science at Griffith University, says along with the physical symptoms, those stung also often experience psychological distress.
I also talk about it. You have this sense of impending doom when you've been stung by this animal. But yeah, usually it's not fatal, it's just highly unpleasant. I really don't ever want to experience it, but that's what is sort of generally known.
But the most deadly and most rare jellyfish sting is that inflicted by the box jellyfish. The federal government's Health Direct website says when the box jellyfish tentacles make contact with a person's skin, there will usually be severe pain and a red or purple whip-like lesion. Dr. Gershwin says immediate treatment with antivenom is required to save someone from a box jellyfish sting.
Let's not forget, the box jellyfish is the world's most venomous animal. I mean, this is a horrifically dangerous species. But before I came to Australia, I had always heard about it as the two-step jellyfish, because two steps is all you get, you know. And so, you know, it's true. It is a horrifically dangerous animal. A good hit from a box jellyfish and people are dead. Healthy people are dead in 2 minutes.
Throughout Queensland, stinger nets used on the most popular beaches are an effective barrier for keeping box jellyfish out. Along with stinger nets, Professor Pitt says popular beaches will have other resources to assist those who need first aid before medical help arrives.
But if you're at beaches in northern Australia, and particularly in North Queensland, you'll often see that there are stinger nets that are deployed. And so these are big nets that are put out along the beaches that provide a protective barrier. So if you swim within the stinger nets, you're relatively safe. But you'll also see along the beaches that there'll be warning signs, and there'll also usually be a bottle of vinegar sort of attached to that warning sign. So So the basic treatment, if you get stung by one of these box jellyfish, is to just flush the area with vinegar. And that helps to prevent additional stinging cells from firing, and so stops the envenomation from getting worse.
It can be difficult to know which jellyfish is responsible for a sting. Experts say it's more likely to be a dangerous sting if it's in the tropics of Australia, if there are multiple sting sites, and if the person stung seems unwell. But while the vast majority of stings might be painful, they're generally harmless. Adrian Lowe is the Director of Education for Surf Life-Saving Sydney Northern Beaches. She says along the east coast of Australia, blue bottle stings are the most common and are easily treated.
Don't rub the sting area, and you can pick off any tentacles with your fingers, because the skin on your fingers is thicker than the skin on the rest of the body. So you'll probably feel a little bit of prickling, but you won't get stung. Then you place the victim's area, or the person where you've been stung, in hot water. Now, no hotter than you can comfortably tolerate. So what perhaps is hot for me would be too hot for a child. So you do need to test that with the person that's been stung. And you need to keep that area in hot water for at least 20 minutes.
Ms. Lowe says if the sting is not relieved by heat or hot water isn't available, a cold pack or ice in a dry plastic bag can be applied to the sting. If the sting is in a sensitive area, especially around the eye, Ms. Lowe recommends seeking assistance from a lifeguard or an ambulance. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.